Greetings, Earthlings.
Hello.
One day, guys, we're going to start this, and it's going to be like nothing. Like, it's going to be the easiest transition into this podcast, but we don't know how to do that.
I love our awkwardness. I think we're endearing. That's what we've always said, Meredith.
It's like you just stumbled upon us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Walked into our conversation.
Yeah. Just stumbled in here.
You're welcome.
Yep. So, I'm Jerry.
I'm Meredith.
I'm Charity.
And whether you stumbled in or found us on purpose, we're very grateful mm-hmm. to have you.
Welcome.
Welcome very much.
Mm-hmm.
This is our theme song. I thought I wish you had to record it first.
Oh.
Okay. Hit it. Right? This is our theme song.
Well, bless.
You're so talented.
So let's open up in prayer. Lord God, we just come before you so grateful for all you have done and for all you continue to do and for all you're doing right now in this very moment. We pray that you'll be with us, that you will guide us and guide this conversation, Lord God, so that it may glorify you and so that we may talk about what you would have us talk about. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Okay, so I don't really have a question. It's just kind of more of an observation discussion point that I feel like we need to address, maybe. I don't know.
Let's address it.
Let's do it. So the thought is, we've talked quite a bit about being single. It's kind of a thing that we've discussed.
We're all single?
Remember, we're I remember talking about that.
It's a subject that's come up. And so I think we've definitely focused on how as single, well, particularly single women, that we need to be better at reaching out and asking for help and admitting, you know, we're not able to do everything ourselves and we need to really rely on our community and our family and our fellowshippers, whatever that is, people in fellowship. And, but on the opposite of that, we need to also be very diligent in reaching out to other people. I mean, I think there's a lot of times in our walk, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether whatever you're relation status is, whatever your time in life is, there are moments that you are on fire for the Lord and you are feeling great in your relationships and you're feeling confident in your life and your life choices, but there is someone in your realm
midst
in your midst that isn't doing well and that is hurting and that is struggling and they need someone. And I think while we do need to reach out when we're struggling, it's also, I feel like, a responsibility for us as Christians to reach out to others and go, hey, I see you're in your struggle. I see you are down. Let's go for coffee. Let's talk about this. Can I pray with you? Can I help you in some way? And I think that I know I don't do it enough. You know, there's definitely people that I feel more comfortable with reaching out, but I feel like as members of a church, whatever church you're a part of, or a church being the whole Christendom, that we can, as singles, be the change that we want to see and be the people that we would love to be contacted by. Like be the people that reach out and help just as we want to be reached out and helped, mm-hmm. you know, that we have to get out of ourselves and out of our own struggles and our own issues. And even when we're having a great day or a great season, we still have to get out of our lives and go, okay, but who else could I mm-hmm. be lifting up?
Mm.
You know?
Well, and I would say even when you're in a crappy season.
Oh.
You know, because a lot of times you get the focus off yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you realize, wait a second, there are people out there who are not to negate your own pain, but to mm-hmm. say, yeah, I'm not the only one that's struggling right now.
Yeah,
and, you know, you being a blessing
mm-hmm.
blesses you
mm-hmm.
as well.
True. Yeah.
You know, and I think, like, one of the things that my small group leader has spoken of lately is the fact that, you know, our relationship with Christ is vertical and lateral.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word?
Horizontal.
You know, whatever. That thing.
It's latitude and longitude.
You were close. It's on a map. But it's the whole idea of that, you know, my vertical relationship with Christ is not just supposed to stay vertical. Mm-hmm. Like, it isn't supposed to just be about me, all that I can soak up from the Lord. I mean, we all have a purpose, and God intends for us to be a part of his kingdom work, mm-hmm. which is seeking out those who are hurting and struggling. And I think it's also really just praying and asking the Holy Spirit to guide us mm-hmm. and give us discernment mm-hmm. over who is hurting. Yeah. Because we live in a world to where, and I'm the same way, it's like, if I ask someone, how are you? I don't really want to know what crap you're going through. I want you to tell me that you're fine, just like I'm going to tell you I'm fine.
Yes. Go about your business.
Yeah, and then we're going to go about our business. So, but I think it's looking beyond that, because we're all hurting somehow. I mean, I don't care if you're in the best season of your life. There's always something that is fractured. There's always something there. So if we can look beyond the normal pleasantries and the I'm fines, and really see people and see them in their pain. And what's great about that is that you don't have to be doing mission work somewhere you know, on the far side of the world. Mm-hmm. Like, that's people that you work with. That's people that you are in a small group with. That's, you know, the random person. I mean, I remember there was this one Sunday when I sat next to this lady in church. I'd never met her before. And she shared with me about a tremendously difficult season that she was in. And I just remember thinking to myself, we have no idea what the person sitting next to us is going through.
I think it takes us going out of our comfort zones to just even to approach people sometimes. There's been a couple times, you know, that I've really felt God laying someone specifically on my heart. And there is an inner struggle with, yeah, but that might be weird if I reach out to them or whatnot. But I promise you, if there's someone God's laying on your heart and you reach out, just be obedient to that. Because you never, God's wanting to use you for something in their lives. There's something that he wants to impart to them through you. Yeah, just be obedient to that. But it is hard because we have to put our pride aside and be uncomfortable in doing that.
And investing in people is hard.
It is hard,
because people will frustrate you.
And they may reject you.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know, well, that's so true. You may feel called to reach out to someone, and they may not want you to. You know, but I still think if God is calling you to do that, you just got to go with it. And if they reject you, then that's that. You just go on your merry way.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is that fear of, well, they really won't care what I have to say or what I'm what I'm offering or, you know.
And I think we live in this world to where we're like, I don't want anybody up in my business. I don't so I don't want to get up in anybody else's business.
Yeah.
But you know, Jesus got up in all our businesses.
Yes, he did.
And I'm saying, I mean, and I think we need to go, we need to look out this outside the single world too. You know, if we see, you know, a single mother or a mother, you know, struggling with something, that we need to reach out and say, hey, I think definitely women to women and men to men. I don't think, you know, women need to be reaching out to non-single men for, you know, help or whatever. But I do
Although, guys, you can hold the door open for me if I'm carrying a lot of stuff. That is appropriate.
That's okay. But I think, I mean, I know sometimes I'll go and I'll see someone that I probably know is married or in a relationship, and I'm like, well, they don't really need anything because they can just ask their partner. Well, there could be a reason. There could be something that's holding them back, and they need some sort of female companionship that they want to experience that they're not getting in their relationship, you know?
And I was also thinking about, I had a couple instances at church when I'm sitting next to people, because it is actually one of those things to where it's like you sit down next to people and everybody's looking at their phones before church starts. And I mean, it's basically saying, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're church people. We're all family members.
Yeah.
And so it takes, I mean, so I'm always a little bit nervous. You know, I have to put my courageous britches on before I talk to the people around me. Scary being at church.
Uh-huh. Can you share those? I need some courageous britches.
And, but like, I remember there was this one Sunday and this, young woman sat down next to me. And so I just went over and just sat closer to her and was like, hi, I'm Meredith, you know, and we started this conversation. And we just talked about our lives and how long she had been here. And then after the service, she looked at me and just started bawling.
Aww.
And said, I literally prayed that God would give me someone here this morning.
Oh my gosh, aww. Meredith.
So it's the
You've had quite big experiences with sitting next to people.
It's because I'm Loretta's daughter.
You just have a face people trust.
Yeah.
And that is true. And that's
well,
a blessing.
Yeah. And I just think, though, like, how powerful is that of you could be the answer to someone's prayer that day.
Wow. Yeah.
Just for that day, just in that moment. Because I know that I've had those moments to where someone has been that answer mm-hmm. that I needed.
Yeah.
For God to show, you know, for mm-hmm. God to show up mm-hmm. and to think that he can use us if we're willing
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
trusting him, you know, and just asking the Spirit to guide us as mm-hmm. to who we can reach out to.
Although I do hate passing of the peace.
Passing
I feel bad.
Of the peace?
Y'all don't pass the peace?
No.
Well, so tell us what this is.
It's, I mean, basically, it's in...
Peace be to you?
Yeah, well...
Peace to you?
No.
Peace to you and to you.
Stop saying it. I'll forget it. May the peace of Christ be with you and also with you. Now pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor. And so then you're supposed to say... Oh, you're really supposed to say, like, peace be with you and, you know, Christ. But nobody ever does it. They're like, hey, how you doing? How's life? But it's the... If you turn this way, you're going to miss the person behind you turning towards you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, this is so awkward. And also during cold and flu season, people want to shake
oh,
your
I
hand.
Oh, I know. And then I always sit back down my seat and go, how long do I put my hand sanitizer on?
Exactly.
Before, you know, I don't exactly. want to offend anybody, but I'm also like, but I won't know your germs going home
exactly.
with me.
So these are just some things that we should probably work through, too, in our quest to... reach out to others.
Sure.
But it's also one of those things where I think the reason for me passing the peace can be so awkward is because it's a forced moment.
Mm.
And I think anytime we force something to happen, it is awkward.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If I'm not looking at the person in front of me and God saying, you need to talk to that person, but someone's telling me I'm supposed to because it's the time and they're playing the music and, you know, I'm like, oh, hey, okay, well, have a good day, you know? And it's not a bad thing. And I think it's great that the purpose is to allow communication. So you're not just sitting in the pew by yourself or with your family and you're reaching out to other people. But it is uncomfortable to go, okay, which two do I turn to if it's not something God going, that person right there in the blue shirt? That's who you're supposed to talk to,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And it seems kind of fake. I mean, it's like you said, it's forced and a little faked of, I gotta shake your hand now. Although, if there's some cute guy sitting next to me, I might be like, oh, I hope we shake hands today.
Maybe I'll hug you.
I can't wait till the piece of press gets passed. So y'all don't do that?
No, not peace be
I wonder
with
if it's
you
just
or
a...
peace, whatever you said. And with you
passing
also.
Of the peace.
We
but
just say
so
greet
when
your neighbor.
Do you just say pass the peace and you also? Is it just
No. The preacher will say,
oh,
may the peace of Christ be with you, and then the congregation says
turns to each other.
No.
Oh.
But,
no.
It's just, it says together and also with you. And then that's when the preacher says, now pass the peace of Christ.
Oh.
And so then you
and
turn
then it's
to
just
your,
how you do.
Yeah, basically. Okay. And some people legit, which I actually love it when someone will go, you know, peace of Christ be with you. Because it's not a, I feel like when you're trying to greet someone, you do want to get to know them. But to legitimately just look at someone and go, you know, peace of Christ be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know your name.
Yeah.
You know, just I want you to have the peace of Christ. So I kind of actually appreciate that more than someone going, hey, well, how are you doing? And I'm like, no. Don't ask me that question.
Now, see, I'm one of one.
One of the ones.
That will tell you my name and then ask your name. Because I'm like, you know. But you probably wouldn't like me that day, would you?
I'm Meredith.
I'm Jerry.
It's also in the morning and we've... very much established. I'm not a morning person.
And you support it with scripture, so we can't judge you for it.
Scripture.
Yes, you did.
So that's probably more the struggle. So that's not the church's fault. That's just probably something I need to get over.
But, you know, and there have certainly been times when I've been so convicted and then I don't say anything. I remember I was walking out and there was a young couple
that was walking in front of me, and I was overhearing their conversation, and they were like, that was such a cold church. Like, no one even said hello to us. No one spoke to us. Mm-hmm. And, like, why didn't I just say, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Like, that is not who we represent. Right. I'm sorry that no one said that to you today. But I just let them walk on, like, you know. And so I hate those missed opportunities, but those missed opportunities will remind me the next time something happens.
Yeah, where absolutely.
You really need to
Well, and up. There's been times that someone's been on my mind, something's, for whatever reason, it's just randomly their name just pops into my head. And within that week, I'll hear, you know, they've either lost their job, you know, something's happened with their family. And it's been, obviously, that person was put in my head for a reason. That was something I needed to pay attention to, either to just pray over them, which, and usually if someone pops into my head, I do at least pray for them, even if I don't reach out. But most of the time, it should have been something where I reached out and I was just like, hey, how are you doing? How are things going? You know, how's life? Mm-hmm. And even if they're not honest with me, even if they go, everything's fine, don't, you know, all's good, they still know that if ever they wanted to open up about something, that I would be there willing to listen, you know? I think that's another way that we can establish a trust relationship is to be people that reach out and actively pursue other people to let them know, hey, I'm here. You know, you're going through a rough time, but if at some point you ever need someone, I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to prove it to you by being there when you don't need me or want me. I'm just going to say hello. And you'll be like, I wish this person would stop texting me.
But, well, and I think that too, because sometimes I feel like that we feel like the only way to help people is to be a part of some particular kind of ministry within the church. Mm-hmm. But our ministry can be
humans.
Just the way that we, you know, and the fact that we be vulnerable with people and let them know, hey, my life's kind of, this is going on. And it makes the other person feel like, well, gosh, you know, and then they might want to share with you about something that's not all that great. But I do and I think that helps us have love for one another.
You can relate to each other. You know that someone else isn't just perfect.
And I know it's that old saying, what, misery loves company, but in this case, I don't think it necessarily means that we just want to complain. And
no.
It's actually more of a misery needs encouragement.
Yes.
Edification.
Oh, edification.
Good job.
Misery needs edification. You know, that we need someone else to go, I get what you're going through, but also Jesus. You know, or whatever. But that's really deep. Sometimes I give better advice than just Jesus or whatever.
But he's the best advice.
That's a good one. That's
true.
You're welcome.
That's true. Okay. Well, then I guess we will... Is it segue? We'll segue into our sharing corner.
I think you have a better one
in
you.
I never remember what it's called. And now let's segue into our sharing corner.
That was so good.
That
so
was
much
great
better.
Job. You I love it. How Charity congratulates you every time. Every time. Good job.
Because I'm an edifier.
She's a voiceover actress, and she's just surprised when I'm a natural.
That's why I encourage you. Yep. Gonna steal my jobs from me.
So I'm going to share with you today. This is Meredith. I mean, you couldn't tell. But I was listening to a Christian radio station one time, and the DJ, sometimes I want to call him a VJ, but that's like...
That's video.
Video.
J.
We don't have many VJs anymore.
No, this is true. That was back in the old days.
I got one. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anywho. But he was sharing this particular story that he had heard a pastor share. So the pastor was sharing this story. And so he said that he had this dream, and that Christ came to him in the dream and said, I need you to give me that. And the guy was like, well, of course, Lord, I'm happy to give you whatever you want. Just tell me what it is. And he said, I need you to give it to me. And he said, well, yes, Lord, I would love to give you whatever you want, but you have to tell me what it is. And he said, I need you to give it to me. And finally, the guy was like, you know, Lord, I don't know what it is that you want. If you will tell me, I will give it to you. And Jesus said, I want your fear. I want your worry. I want your sin. I want your struggles. I want that ache that is so deep inside of you. He said, because I took that to the cross with me. Mm-hmm. And I want it. It belongs to me.
That was really... yeah. Ooh. That was so good. Thank so you.
There, Meredith.
Yeah. Fear is...
Yeah.
That's a struggle.
Well, and Jesus... took it to the
he
grave.
He took
with
him. It. Like, it's I love it. That. Belongs I love that
to him.
It's his. It belongs to
right.
him. That is
it doesn't
amazing.
Belong to you.
It is not ours to carry around wow. anymore. That is... it's not our burden.
That was a good preacher.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? It was so good. Yeah. Amen and God bless.
Yeah, amen and God bless. You should say it too.
Amen, God bless.
Hey guys, we'd love for you to join in on the conversation with any discussion points or questions you might have. So follow us on Instagram, lowercase_bs_podcast, or like us on Facebook, Blessed Singleness Podcast. See you later.
I don't know. I feel like I have to say something.
You don't have to say something. But it makes me nervous. Can you cut that blessed
no,
part out?
I love it so much. It's staying in forever.